All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. And the time has come for the New York Knicks and small forward Carmelo Anthony to divorce. Now, this season, Anthony is averaging 22.6 points per contest. He has played six-plus seasons for the Knicks, and you see the issues that he has had with team president Phil Jackson. I mean, Phil Jackson a few years ago gave Carmelo that extension when there were some people that felt that Jackson should not have done it. And basically, since the Knicks have struggled this year, Jackson is trying to do the old bait and switch as far as trying to get Carmelo to ask for a trade. And it's getting to the point, if somebody doesn't want you there, you know what? Plain and simple, it's time to move on. New York is 21-28. They are currently in 11th place in the Eastern Conference, and they are 2.5 games behind the Charlotte Hornets for the final playoff spot in the East. But you look at some of the suitors that would make sense for Carmelo Anthony, and the first team that comes to mind right now are the Los Angeles Clippers. They're 30-18, but they are 3-9 without the services of point guard Chris Paul. Now, in order for the Clippers and the Knicks to make this trade work, they would need the help of a third team to come into play and have compensation for both parties. Some other teams that would make sense for Carmelo Anthony services: both the Toronto Raptors and Boston Celtics are in the Atlantic Division, and I think that it's a long shot for the Knicks to make that trade with either one of those teams. But you look at it, and both of these teams are screaming for a finisher. You're looking at the Raptors and the Celtics, two of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, and each one of them is trying to make a push to overtake the Cleveland Cavaliers for the top spot in the East. And as of right now, with what each team has, I don't see either the Raptors or Celtics having what it takes to get past Cleveland. Now, with that said, like I said before, I think it's a long shot to see the Knicks make the trade with either the Raptors or the Celtics. But you got to remember, the Celtics have assets. They have a lot of young players. And on top of that, they have two first-round picks that belong to the Brooklyn Nets over the next 2 years. So that could be enticing enough to a guy like Phil Jackson to pull the trigger on that trade. You also look at the Charlotte Hornets. This is a team that is owned by Michael Jordan. He, of course, has his Jordan brand sneakers. Carmelo is one of his top guys under that clothing line and sneaker line. And he would be a perfect fit to me for Charlotte to team with Kemba Walker, as this is a team that definitely needs help in the front court if they are going to make a playoff push. You look at the Washington Wizards. They are led by their backcourt of John Wall and Bradley Beal. They have a youngster who is emerging at the small forward position in Otto Porter Jr. But if you are the Wiz and you want to keep John Wall happy, why not go out there and make the acquisition for Carmelo to give you a legit presence in the front court and a guy that can finish out games with his scoring ability? You look in the Western Conference, there are the Memphis Grizzlies. You have Marc Gasol, at the center position, who is one of the better passing big men, and he can light you up from so many different ways. You have Zach Randolph, who is an underrated power forward. You also have Mike Conley Jr. at point guard, and Memphis is a gritty team, and I think Carmelo would be a perfect fit there because they just need that guy to finish out games for them. You look at the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Pelicans right now definitely need somebody to team with Anthony Davis in that front court. You look at the return of Drew Holiday and how it has helped this Pelicans team get back into contention for that final playoff spot in the Western Conference, but they still need a little push, and a guy like Carmelo could definitely do it. You also look at the Dallas Mavericks, and they're led by an owner in Mark Cuban that is really desperate to make his team respectable once again. You do have an aging star in power forward Dirk Nowitzki, but you know you want to keep that lineage going. And I tell you, Mark Cuban is not shy from making a move. Would he make a move with Phil Jackson, though? We'll have to wait and see. But you know, getting back to the main team in the Los Angeles Clippers, you have Chris Paul, you have Blake Griffin, and you have DeAndre Jordan. Three all-star caliber players. The problem is, none of these guys have the ability to close out games. Chris Paul is not that guy. Blake Griffin, darn sure, isn't that guy. And DeAndre Jordan is a rebounder and shot blocker. So I think the Clips would be a good fit for Carmelo. Would he buy into what Doc Rivers is selling? We'll have to wait and see if that were to be the case. But it also comes down to what would the Clippers have to give up. So I think it's a lot to be said as far as playing let's make a deal with the New York Knicks. But one thing I think that we all can take to the bank is the fact that I doubt that Carmelo Anthony will be in a Knicks uniform at once the trade deadline comes and goes in the NBA. It's sad because this guy, he's one of the better scorers of this era. And I really think if the Knicks wanted to part with him, they should have just allowed him to leave as a free agent a few summers ago. And I think with what Jackson is doing right now with Carmelo, I think it's bad for business. And I think overall, the Knicks are still a poorly run franchise because you have an owner in James Dolan who's on one page, a team president in Phil Jackson who's on another page, and then a guy in Jeff Hornacek who's the head coach who is simply trying to keep this thing together as he walked into a bad situation. But if you are Carmelo, pack your bags and get out of New York on the first thing smoking. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge next Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from Super Bowl number 51. So that's going to do it, folks. And once again, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.